Looking out a dirty old window. Down below, the cars in the city go rushing by. I sit here alone and I wonder why.
Good morning, Vicenza. We're back with a new group of counselors here to give you latest gossip and news from English and summer camp. We have had a very busy week with the camp divided into three teams, Lions, Tigers and Foxes.
Each team has had to complete challenge using English patterns and sentence to gain points, and they learned a lot in the process. We've had water fans, skyworks, hands and lots of story time in English.
First up, we have Lucia to tell us about the weather in this week. Lucia, how does it look today?
Hello, Pietro. Well, today is chill. The skies and beautiful weather. From 35 to 26, we will get a 10. Even as the snowman from Frozen would melt. Hopefully
they don't come, so each day will feel like summer.
Thank you for that, Lucia. Where we have the song from Frozen by the snowman himself, wondering what summer would feel like.
Oh, I don't know why, but I've always loved the idea of summer and sun and all things hot.
Really? I'm guessing you don't have much experience with heat.
Nope. But sometimes I like to close my eyes and imagine what it'd be like when summer does come.
I got my ticket for the long way round. Two bottle whiskey for the way. And I sure would like some sweet company. And I'm leaving tomorrow.
Now we have a couple of our campers who are going to introduce themselves using the phrases they've learnt.
Hi, I'm Chiara, and this is my first week at Englishland. And what are your names?
Hi, I'm Georgia.
And I'm Isabella.
So what do your parents do, Isabella?
My mom is a singer and my dad is a mechanic. My mom is 14 years old and my dad is 45 years old. What do your parents do, Chiara?
My parents are teacher and journalist. My mom is 49 years old and my dad is 52 years old.
That sounds like a great job. This week we've also been talking about our favorite places and animals. My favorite animal is a lion because my star sign is Leo. And they are very beautiful. They are also very strong and fast. What's your favorite animal, Chiara?
My favorite animal is a horse because I love to ride. At Englishland, we get to ride the horse every day. My favorite horse, her, is Wangan. Okay, we're going to play a little game. I'm going to say two true facts about horses and one lie, and Georgia has to guess which one is the lie. Okay, here are the sentences. 1. Horses can run very fast. 2. Horses like to eat hay. 3. Horses are a type of large fish.
Okay, I think the third sentence isn't true. Horses aren't fish. Now it's my turn, and I'm going to say three phrases about lions, and you have to say which one is the lie.
That sounds good.
Okay, here they are. 1. Lions have a mind. 2. Lions are vegetarian. 3. Lions are a type of large cat.
The second sentence is false. Lions definitely love meat, like the lion Alex did in Madagascar the movie. He dreamed all day about meat.
And now, here is a song by Katy Perry, which sums up what we have learned this week.
Shake the ground. You held me down, but I
also talked a lot about and what we want to be when we grow up. Lucia, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I a singer, because they see the world and are very talented. We've sung a lot this week at camp. Rosa, do you remember what we sing?
We've actually sung a couple this week. We've sung You're Gonna Miss Me When I'm Gone from Pitch Perfect, the movie. And when we sung We're All Going on a Summer Holiday, we even create a dance to it.
And now, here it's When I'm Gone. A.N.J.
Wasn't that fantastic? Anyway, talking about the future, Lucia, if you could invent one thing, what would it be?
Well, I would invent a radio that plays the best tranquil music, because it's my favorite type of music.
Oh, that's so fantastic. And speaking of devices that play music, here's Chiara to tell you all about why an iPhone is a fantastic device.
Thanks, Rosa. Well, iPhones come in many models, so it's important to find out which one is best for you. You can get many fun and pretty covers for the iPhone to keep it from damaging and also to make it look very nice. It is only £150 and is perfect for messaging your friends and taking selfies. You can also download the Kindle app to make reading books on the go a lot easier. And here is Sofia to tell you about her favorite book.
Thanks, Chiara. This week we've also written about our favorite books. My favorite book is Twilight. It is fantastic because it is about two young lovers, Bella and Edward. He loves her, but he is a vampire and she is a human. Together they fight their enemies who are humans, but when they want, they can turn into wolves. One of these men, Jacob, is also in love with Bella, which makes the story very exciting.
Yes, I agree that Twilight is a beautiful story. What is your favorite part, Sofia?
My favorite part is when Edward saves Bella in the parking lot from a car. At this moment, she realizes he isn't totally human, and the story becomes intense.
Oh, I remember that part. It is very good. One of the famous songs from that movie is called A Thousand Years by Christina Perri, and we will play it for you now.
Thank you.
Now we have Edo here to read us a story he's writing this week.
It was a spooky, dark and lonely night. There was a storm with lightning, and I was scared, so I said to my mother, "Can you read to me a story? I will only if you stop asking me." Then everything went quiet. After that, she read the story. I would go quietly to her bed. I waited a minute. "No, I won't do it." My mother read to me the story. "Good night, darling. Have sweet dreams and tell them to me tomorrow." "I will, Mom. Don't worry," I answered back. The next day, I went to school and I met my three friends, Alessandro, Leo, and Tommaso. "Hi, Edo," said Leo. "How are you?" "Good, I think," I said, running to them. "What do you think we'll study?" asked Ali. "We'll probably study electricity, right, Edo?" "Oh, yeah," I said. "Thanks," I said. "We'd better go in," said Thomas. They went in and they studied multiplication and division. Then they went home and they had a great time. And then the dad came and he said hello to all the children. "Was it a good day, boys?" "It was a fantastic day," I said. "Good," dad said to me. "We played a game." You said, "Our team won." "Look at my mother," said the end. And Isabella and Sophia have also come up with a story of their own. Here it is.
Emily, Emily and Nikki the horse.
Emily is a good girl. She lives where there are horses. One day a horse with no name came there. The people hit the horse for running. He ran away from the fence and hid behind Emily from the people. "Stop, why do you want to hit him?"
"Because he needs to run."
"This horse is for Emily."
"What?
What? Yes. Grandpa and Emily took the horse in the box of her dad. He's hurt, but he will be good soon." "What name do you want for him?"
"I think Nikki. Nikki is a name for a horse."
"Okay. Hi, Nikki. Tomorrow we are going to try riding Nikki."
The day after, Emily and Grandpa took Nikki to the fence to try riding. She tried to run with him and she did it.
"Good. You're ready to gallop with Nikki." The day she whirled gallop, she and Nikki were so excited. "One, two, three, go!" At the end of the gallop,
the winner is Nikki and Emily.
That's fantastic, guys. Well done. So there you have it, folks. That's a rough summary of all the exciting things we've been doing here at Englishland Summer Camp. Most of our campers have each written beautiful stories, and who knows, maybe one day they'll be published. Well, that's it from us over here. Hope you enjoyed the show and have a great weekend.
For a thousand years.